Okay, we're recording.
Great. All right. Well, thank you for all making it today. And I hadn't heard back from any of the other participants, so we'll move forward with those of you who are available for now. And Bill, could you give me sharing capabilities?
Sure, just a second.
Okay.
Actually, you should be able to share.
Okay. Oh, there we go.
Okay.
Let's see. Pardon my, I don't think I was able to share it in the slideshow mode for some reason, so I will share it in the PowerPoint mode.
Hi, Doug.
Hello.
Hi, Doug. Thanks for making it. You joined us just in time. We're going to work through the slides. For some reason, I wasn't able to get the Zoom to share in the slideshow view, so we'll work from it within PowerPoint. So our goal for today is to look at what's ahead of us for the final few months of the project in terms of this group and the goals we're trying to reach. I'd also like to cover some of the work we've done on evaluation and barrier prioritization for the building facilities and the parks and trails that we've assessed. And then we'll look for any comments and talk about the next, when the next meeting is scheduled. So for our remaining meetings, February, we're actually not going to have a meeting because it falls just before the draft plan will be made available. And so we would like to rather have you, if your time permits, to review that draft plan, and we'll discuss that at the March 16th meeting. And so that discussion of the draft plan content, that's part of our wider public comment period. So we'll be looking for your feedback on, that's where you'll be able to see the implementation and schedule that we'll provide.
Okay.
And then April 20th, that's when we'd like to, we'll, you know, by that point, the final plan deliverable will be available. And we'd like to discuss the possibility of, you know, how this advisory group could possibly move or contribute to annual plan updates as recommended in the plan. So just kind of discussing, is this group, you know, could it be consulted at annual updates of the plan?
Jennifer?
Yes?
Can I answer a question? Maybe I just don't remember, but on April 20th, when we share the final plan, does that go to the city council and the mayor? Who gets the plan when we're done with it?
What we've done in with other client agencies is we present the plan to the city staff, and some city staff present it to their city council for adoption on their own. Other cities have asked me or my firm as the consultant who prepared the plan to present to or be present at that council meeting to answer any questions. But yes, usually it is a situation where the city council formally adopts the plan. That shows the public that the city considers the plan as equal importance to other plans and gives the official responsible for the plan that added impetus to make progress on it.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
So Jennifer, we'll have, let's see, we'll have a council meeting on the 28th, and it would probably be the time to do that.
April 28th?
Yeah, April 28th. Okay. And that fits in okay. If you get it to get a final plan to me on the 20th, I'll be able to get that in their packet and have that ready to roll. And I will be certain to invite the advisory committee to that if you would like to participate. Those are Zoom meetings. You could
certainly,
you're welcome to do that.
That would be that would be good. That would look good also to have us present.
So I agree. I would like to be there.
Yeah. You got that on your calendars and we'll make sure you get an invite to the council meeting that night so we can recognize your work and appreciate our appreciation for that.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Great. Thanks for that date confirmation, Mark.
Mark, what time is that typical meeting? Is that 6 o'clock?
I believe there's 6:30 is when they start. Let me look back at one of my last ones here.
6:30, did you say?
I think that's when they're having council meetings these days.
Okay. I should know that.
Yeah, about the time she disappeared. Of course, she just goes to her office now, which is your looks like your living room.
Okay. So, a little background to the building evaluations. There were 8 facilities that were evaluated. We've discussed those at previous meetings. And the evaluations there actually, you know, could be up to 100 page long PDFs of these Excel spreadsheet checklists. And they cover, for buildings, it's 4 main priorities. The first is the approach and entrance that's exterior to the facility. And that will include parking, the accessible routes, doors, ramps, and curb ramps and steps. Moving from outside to then inside, it's access to the interior of the facility, the internal routes, built-in objects such as counters, seating, and doors. Third is the restrooms and showers. Typically, those are the major types of facilities that have to be looked at. Could also include kitchens. So doors and signs, plumbing fixtures, soap dispensers, hand dryers, and grab bars. And then the last grouping are other amenities and emergency services, such as drinking fountains, telephones, and fire alarms. Looking at all of these barriers, our architect went through and rated each facility on a very high level, like by facility, comparing each facility to the others, of a priority of high, medium, or low. So there are 4 facilities that the architect ranked as high, and we also discussed these with city staff. Currently, the high priority buildings are the City Hall, Community Center, Senior Center, and the new library. The reason the new library was on there was so that during the end of construction, end of last year, that Lori, she did a walkthrough and worked with the construction manager to address any last punch list items to make sure the new facility is ADA compliant. Then for medium priority, we have the Union Cemetery bathrooms. While they may not necessarily be high frequency use, they really, as a facility, were not compliant at all. And so that's why they have a medium rating. And then low priority structures were the Cedro Woolley Museum, the, I believe now, Old City Library, and then the fire station. And so we wanted to share these findings with you to see how you react to them and if you'd want to share your opinions on this way of prioritizing at the building level.
Hey, Judy has a question.
Okay.
When you're talking about the fire station, I'm thinking like fire station police department. Does that include, you know, accessibility for visitors there?
Maybe Mark can comment on this. I don't believe the fire station has many publicly accessible areas and that it's okay. Not located at the same place as the police station.
I was thinking they were close to each other, but again, I'm newer here, so.
Yeah, they actually, we're in the same basic complex. The buildings are attached.
Uh-huh.
This is fire station. We actually have two fire stations, Jennifer. If you parse that, we have fire station one and fire station two.
Okay. This one that was evaluated was kind of north, the northern area of the city, I believe.
Okay, that's fire station two. So okay. Why don't you Google that way, if you would. That's a good clarification.
Okay, so and notated.
I agree that it's low. We really don't have public access to that building.
Okay.
Which would be true.
That clarifies it for me too. Thank you.
Which would be true of Fire Station 1, which is part of the City Hall complex. Mm-hmm. Really doesn't have public access to speak of.
Okay.
Mark, has the new city library officially opened and the old one closed, or what's the status of that?
I'm guessing it'll probably be April or May before the old one is vacated. The new building is not, they haven't completed their punch list yet. They do plan to request certificate of occupancy next week. We're actually on the 25th. Whether they get there or not, I can't really say right now. But regardless, they've got a few things to finish before the library and start moving in. And we do expect them to start moving in February and probably start operating out of there in March or thereabouts. So it's getting close.
Okay. So, any other comments about these kind of rankings? Do you react strongly or negatively to any of the placement of structures?
It looks good to me.
It sounds good.
Yeah, looks good.
I kind of wonder about the Cedro Woolley Museum. That is granted its hours are somewhat limited, but it is a public accessible facility. It's on the priority list. We'll still get around to it, but that one might be in the medium rather than the low, I think. Just my thoughts on it.
One thing that may influence this too could be the, given people who, other than this group who, when it's the public comment period, that could be a place that may affect this overall rating as well. Mm-hmm. If there are some strong opinions shared that the city considers.
And one thing I hadn't thought about, if there's any, until this was mentioned, if there's any like school field trips or any, where the public needs to have, ADA compliance stuff for that, that might not be a bad idea putting it in the medium category.
And Jennifer, you had emailed me separately about City Hall maybe going to medium. I actually think it should just stay in the high priority myself.
Okay. Okay. All right. So far it's keep city in high and consider moving the Cedro Woolley Museum to medium due to potential for school field trips and other just public events.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay.
Bill mentioned to me on email that we do have public training in the fire training room in the public safety. So that does change and modify a little bit of what I said earlier.
Sure.
So in terms of the public safety
trainings at the fire station number two?
Fire station one. Well, I think it's just one.
Bill, oh, okay.
And Fire Station 1 is actually part of our public safety building that's connected to City Hall. So did Judy just include all of those as City Hall, or is there a separate category for Fire Station 1?
I'll need to ask Lori the extent of that evaluation then, because this is actually the first time to me that Fire Station number 1 and 2 is coming up in discussion. So that's something I will follow up with Lori about.
Yeah, I think she did look into that. I do recall some conversation about that, but it'd be good to touch base with her on it.
Okay.
It might be that this should be City Hall / Public Safety Building, just as a description.
Oh. Okay.
And we would come all at one shot, because they're all in the same complex here, basically.
Okay. Okay. I will continue then with the parks and trails evaluations. They have slightly different content for their four priority groups, but I'll go through them anyways. Again, that exterior accessible approach and entrance, typically from the identified accessible parking spaces to the accessible activity that could be a playground, some type of sports court or field, and then shelters, open air or enclosed. Then you have the access to the goods and services. So there are ADA requirements for play components, as well as public and team seating, and such as dugouts for baseball fields and such. The route between features, and then picnic tables also have ADA design standards, as well as the fire grills and utility hookups. So kind of, you know, these checklists are catered to the facilities they're evaluating. Then access to the public toilet rooms, the multi-stall and unisex options, and also other amenities and emergency for services, drinking fountains and telephones. So for parks and trails, the high priority is the Winnie Hauser Park, and I believe that's a little bit more of a complex of fields. Then there's the Riverfront Park, and I need to remove the interpretive trail because that actually was not assessed. It's not an accessible trail for one, but it was not, because it's not accessible from just a visual standpoint, it's not been evaluated in any further detail. The Memorial Park was also listed as high priority. There are two medium priority facilities, Bingham Park and Hammer Heritage Square. And then the low priorities are Metcalf Park, the Harry Osborne Park and Caboose, and the Lions Park. I do know that for the low ratings that Lions Park, given that it's, I believe that's the one that is a few parking stalls and a few picnic tables, that kind of due to its size and you know, it doesn't serve that many, it can't serve that many clients at the same time that it was put in the lower rating. I believe that the high priority facilities were chosen due to their higher frequency of use by the public.
And I'm sorry, could you mention that first low priority park again? I didn't quite get it.
Metcalf
Park. Okay, thank you.
When I looked at this, I had one comment that struck that here. That was the Hammer Heritage Square Museum. I guess I don't know what else you could do to Hammer Heritage Square to make it more accessible than it already is.
I think Hammer Heritage Square, and I need to confirm this, it may have inaccessible picnic tables. Let me, I'll go back, share my screen. So I think you can still see the slideshow, is that correct? Okay, great, I didn't want to make you watch me search my files.
But it shows you're sharing it. I'm just gonna go
quickly to look at that evaluation to see if that is what the Hammer Heritage issue was, or one of them. Correct. It was an issue with picnic table facilities. They didn't have the minimum height and access requirements. And what else?
I guess they are kind of low. I didn't know they were the minimum height.
Was that you don't understand why, or sorry, could you repeat your comment?
I think they are kind of low, but I did not know that they were a minimum height for a picnic table.
Correct, for mobility devices to be able to fit underneath them, for people in wheelchairs to be able to access them. And there are a few other items there related to the toilets. There are some non-compliance issues as well.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, Christina. Thanks for joining us.
Hello.
We've just been going through the high-level evaluations of the buildings and now parks and trails that were evaluated as part of our big ADA transition plan. And so we've kind of just been discussing the high, medium, and low priorities. So that's kind of the main focus of today's meeting. Welcome to the group. I apologize, it's the first time I'm matching a face to a voice, so I can't recall if you've joined us in the past, but.
No, this is actually my first meeting. The first two I missed because I was recovering from shoulder surgery.
Oh, well, glad to see you are feeling up for joining us and hope you've recovered without any issues. And pardon if you hear my dog in the background.
Poor puppy.
Yeah,
I'm a dog mom. I'm good.
All right. Well, I tried to feed him a little earlier so it wouldn't be loud, but all right. Okay. So, Christina, if you have any input on these priority rankings for the parks and trails, any thoughts? We'd love to hear. This is the time.
For Hammer Heritage, because I tend to go there a lot, I agree that the bathrooms could definitely use some improvements.
Okay.
One, the doors are way too heavy to open.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, there's no like grab bars in the bathrooms or anything like that.
Okay. And those were the items I saw in the evaluation checklist that are issues. So those are in there.
Yeah, I like I said, I've been to that. I've been to those bathrooms, and like they're very heavy to open. And I use a power chair, so.
Okay. Okay.
I didn't realize there wasn't. I mean, other than that, I can't think of anything off the top of my head. I'm sure it'll come to me later.
Okay. Well, this is helpful because I can include the comments as documentation and feedback that's, you know, affirming that, you know, people in the community who use these facilities have noticed these things as barriers. So it's all the feedback is helpful. While I have you, well, here, I'm going to cover one last thing. So if Matt needs to go, he is free to go. So I don't think we have any other members of the public participating. So the next thing is just our next meeting being Tuesday, March 16th. And I will be in February. I will let everyone know that the draft plan is out. So you'll get that email from me, but our next actual meeting will not be until March.
Okay.
So, Jennifer, when we get the draft, are we supposed to respond directly to you our thoughts or save them for the March meeting?
I'll think about that with, let me talk about that with Mark first and see what would be best.
Okay.
Okay. Just writing a note to myself whether how to do that. Okay. And also, I'll again send a reminder email a week in advance of the March meeting, as well as the day of the March meeting. I know that we all get busy, so Judy, you're always great about responding to all my emails. I
probably drive you crazy.
I get them. I'm just sending out a reminder. So
that's fine.
Yep. Okay. So Matt, if you need to go, thank you for your time. And Christina, while I have you, I thought I would show you the buildings.
All right.
Okay. And see if you have any responses to how we'll come to rate them.
Jennifer.
Okay.
Comment.
The old city library, because I literally live like a block away. It's a little narrow, and as far as getting into the entrance and whatnot.
Christina, is this the new library you're talking about, the old
city library?
Okay, the old library is hard. It's a narrow path.
Yeah, it's kind of the sidewalk is kind of narrow, and then the entrance way is kind of narrow.
Okay.
I don't know if it's just the entrance way or the fact that there's like 700 million books in the way or.
Well, we will be repurposing that old library for some other.
Okay.
Which hasn't been determined yet, but I think that's good comments because we will have those. The ADA issues with that library that we will deal with when we repurpose that. So appreciate you bringing that up, Christine.
Yeah, I noticed that because I went over there not too long ago, and like I said, the walkways are a little bit narrow. And maybe I don't remember correctly, and maybe it just seemed like the parking areas and like the front parking spot and the building are just a little bit closer than.
Yeah, that's all. Of course, about 30 some years old there, and standards have changed. But
right.
Yeah.
And I understand that, but I wanted to throw that out there.
Thank you.
Let's see.
I did want to mention before I forget that city council meetings are at 6 p.m. and not 6:30.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Ooh. Just to let you know, now you'll get the minutes from this meeting, which Jennifer can correct that in there.
Yep.
And when you get an invite, it'll be for the correct time. But it is 6 o'clock rather than 6:30.
I also think that the Cedar Woolley Museum, I don't know if it's cost prohibitive or not, could use an automatic door.
I don't know about automatic doors. I do know that the requirement is 5 pounds or less of pressure on doors for opening.
Yeah.
And there's like standards for that's on the push bar doors, I believe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't know about in terms of the process for choosing to go to an automatic door.
Part of the issue there at the museum where I could see a problem getting in is that there is, from the threshold, there is a slight ramp to the sidewalk.
There is, that is true, yeah.
Yeah, so it can be difficult to try to get yourself going up that ramp and trying to open that door at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's I think where the pressure thing comes in, especially like me, if you've just had your shoulders reworked and you're having to either push or pull on the door and be in an incline out at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that would probably be a good one to have a button there on the side you could hit and not have to go uphill and wrestle the door at the same time.
A running start from the other side of Simpson or Murdoch or whatever street that is.
I don't know. It's a pretty tall curb there.
Honestly, I've lived here for almost like 5.5 years and I didn't even know we had a community center.
Hidden over there in Memorial Park, isn't it?
I'm like, really? I didn't even know we had one. Okay, that's definitely something we might have to check out. Then. I had no idea. And I used to actually, I live over on Township now. Those the big Y apartments on Township. But I used to live on Murdoch over by City Hall and the skate park and stuff. And City Hall seems like it would be fairly easy to get into. I haven't tried it yet, but it just seems like it would be.
Yeah, it's been interesting. I have, just as I do these plans and start realizing all these facilities that exist, and it'll be so interesting once COVID is done and we all can meet together again. You know, there's just going to be even more impetus for these facilities. You know, people want to use them, so it's a good time to be assessing how to make them more accessible.
If I can make one quick comment and then I probably need to get back to work if that's okay.
Okay.
Can I just a comment on the potential prioritization? When I say Harry Osborn Park and Caboose, I'm surprised at that all this at all, because I didn't even know that was, I thought that was just something that you look at. You don't actually go up to the park area there that I know of. Wrong, or maybe I'm thinking about the wrong thing. I just didn't think of that area as a park, really. More of a display.
Mm-hmm.
A little odd. There, you're right, Matthew. The caboose itself is there's a driveway right on the curve that you can go in there, but we don't actually have it signed to advertise that. On the other side of this railroad, the active railroad, there's a log display, one of the old rounds from one of the old Douglas firs here. That's accessible somewhat. Right. So. But you're right, it's a fairly much a drive by and look at it and go, oh, that's nice.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what I do. And just like, oh, hey, that looks cute. All right, let's go.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I know the Lions Club is considering one of the things that they want to do is get that caboose painted.
Oh, yeah.
They're in the talk stages of it.
Good. We had talked at one time of making that a public kiosk, you know, but there were lots of problems. How do you get up in there being one of them? So we have left that up to the Chamber of Commerce.
Is it okay if I get that org?
Yes, go ahead. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.
Take care.
Take care.
Let's see. I don't, you know, and maybe it's just me, but it just at Riverfront Park, it just seems like I and I've been there quite a few times. Like I live close by, like I said, but I don't think I've ever seen like an actual like indwelling bathroom. And maybe I may have just missed it at some point, but
let's see.
Clarify there.
For Riverfront Park, I'm going to look at that evaluation here. There are, let's see. For Riverfront Park, there are toilets. There's some west toilets and east toilets.
Mm-hmm.
So those would be, let's see on the map here, kind of where they are.
Shelters is where they're at. Yeah.
And trying to determine if they're connected, like on the kind of site plans that are Google aerial pictures that Lori made, I see east and west picnic shelters.
Yeah, I know where the picnic shelters. I know there's at least one indwelling in the big picnic shelter.
Okay. It, I mean, from the spreadsheets I have, they're labeled as here. They are it does say that there are women's and men's toilets west and women and men toilets east.
Okay.
So I would imagine that means in those shelters, there are restroom facilities for both men and women.
All right. Okay.
And so, Christine, to kind of catch you up, I'll just mention here our remaining meeting schedule. So we've just kind of finished up all our inventory efforts, and we've prioritized to a high level. The next steps we as a project team are going through is the now we have all the findings, we've got some priorities. Now it's trying to write a plan with a schedule that also has our available funding and, you know, really how do you actually remove barriers? That's the next part. So I'll be working on that intensively. So we're not going to have a meeting in February, but I will email out the group the link to review the draft plan. And that'll be a time where the wider public's also able to review that plan and comment. We'll discuss, as of now, we're planning to discuss responses on the 16th. I'll confirm whether we want comments sent to myself or to Mark before that. For now, though, we'll just say we're discussing it on the 16th. Okay. And then our last intentional meeting is planned for April 20th, where we'll share with you the final plan so you know what you've helped create. And we'll discuss the possible role of this advisory group into the future on a more annual basis to kind of keep the momentum up for this plan to continue to be implemented in the future. So we'll discuss whether the AAG would be involved in that effort or have interest to be involved in that. Mm-hmm. So, all right, well, keeping it short tonight, I'll type up some notes for these and distribute those to everyone. And any other comments from city staff before we close out?
No, I'm good.
I just want to thank you, Jennifer, for your superb work and all these wonderfully accessible documents. And it's been amazing.
You're welcome. Glad to be of service.
I feel like I'm kind of, you know, still kind of trying to catch up here, so.
Sure. And I will, I can send you the notes from our previous meetings. I would imagine I have been, but I can get them all into one email to you so you kind of can see the, you know, the progress we've made so far. There's still plenty more that we're doing. I mean, that this draft plan, it's going to be 70 pages. It's wow. It's not a small thing.
And all this is also up on our website too. It's a very organized, easy to get to site and all the things on it.
All right. That sounds good then.
Thanks, Judy. Save myself time if it's already up there. Notes
are there. I'll check it out if it's already up there then.
Okay. All right, Mark, anything from you?
No, I think we're good.
All right. Thank you.
And we're good from Doug.
Okay. Well, Mark, hopefully you don't have any other Zoom meetings before the end of the day. everyone take care.
All right. Okay, thank you.
All right. Bye.